Relieving misfortune and pain is how we translate the phrase in the Heart Sutra. Relieving misfortune and pain, whether so-called ours or so-called that of others, in a sense, this is an incentive in practice, if we call it that, and it's the fact of practice. And what is it that relieves misfortune and pain, if we talk about it in that such a way? It's seeing what's right now, being what's right now, seeing, if we say it, where and how we're believing the story, the words, reactions of right now, our life, whether we say it in terms of the thoughts, the emotions, or all the other way. We form sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness is one way the Heart Sutra articulates it. It's different facets of our life, which somehow, sometime, seem to be painful, suffering, misfortunes. And are our opportunity to reveal those as the truth of our life. In the Heart Sutra, its form is emptiness. But of course, we've got ideas about what that means. We get ideas about what is going to be if we do such and such, if we see life as it is. Our practice is noticing over and over when self-centered thoughts, reactions, emotions arise, and how we're believing them, how we're grasping them, how we're entangled in them. Just noticing that and then being the experiencing of the moment, which is exactly emptiness, but exactly the form of this moment. It's not something else. It's exactly our life experiencing, which doesn't require us to do anything because it is doing us. There is nothing else but that right here, which we call our story about it. If we want to say the emotion, thought, reaction to how it is, how this life universe manifests as my life with others, my reaction and beliefs about what others are doing or about what I'm thinking, saying, the form, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness are just words about facets of our life. And the facets of our life are simply the universe manifesting. And yet, if I hear someone saying something and I react to it, then right there I am taking what's being said and in a way twisting it. We can't, it's not something we're deciding to do, but we each do in our own way to the events that are called our life. We each of us, if we're practicing, start becoming aware of our sensitivities and our habits, of what we and what we react to and how we react, whether it's so-called just things that are happening internally or things that are happening externally, whether it's things in the immediacy of who I'm with and where I am, or these days, whether it's to some media event that I hear about, listen to, look at my phone, and see that a memory that comes up. Our practice is first to start being aware of when we're believing that. Once, twice, 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, even in the same day, in the same 10 minutes. She did that to me yesterday. She did it to me. I should have done something about it. It shouldn't have happened. It's not fair. It's because if only. Our task is to notice when we're holding those, when we're believing those, when those arise, and being the whole experiencing of this moment that we are. Being the, if I use the fancy words, the prajnaparamita of the universe right now as it is. It's, we use words like form is emptiness, but don't think emptiness is somewhere else. Emptiness is exactly form. Form is exactly form. Sensations are exactly the sensation. And yet, as we live this, as our life offers us this opportunity, we find we could make trouble with it, whether it's just in terms of our own so-called internal reaction or the external ways we respond to it. Sometimes it's responding to things that haven't occurred anywhere except in our own thoughts and memories. Oh, she did said that yesterday. I know she's always saying those things to me. It's not. Or someone comes up to us, or we bump into something, or we're digging in the ground, or chopping up vegetables, or doing some reckoning on the computer, or, and you fill in. It's always our life practice right now, and it's always noticing how and where we're missing the livingness of who we are if and when we're caught up in our thinking about it, whether we're thinking about what's happening right now or thinking about she did that last week or she said that last year. She's always, and we each have our own sensitivities which we need to be cognizant of, be aware of, be noticing. So for instance, I'll talk about my life and then we could, some of you know, and I've talked about this, that I notice, I'm sensitive to, and I feel when there's when anti-Semitism arises, whether it's because of something someone says to me, a memory, or something I read, or something I hear. In part, this is because I've been subject to anti-Semitic attacks since I've been a child. I was saying to someone earlier, my first memory is when I was around eight years old and I was attacked, and I still bear a scar from that on my hand from a piece of glass that was driven into my hand. So I know that I am sensitive to that. So I notice it, and I notice if and when I'm reacting to it, whether it's said by someone in my presence or it's somewhere in the media. Right now, there's a lot of it in the United States political realm, so, and in the media. So I notice that. You might be sensitive to when someone says something about a particular piece of art, or you might have a memory about a place that you went to that keeps coming up, or about the condition of your body or your health, or, and you fill in, because for each of us, it's noticing our sensitivities. It might be the particular food that you have, or to particular thirst. Oh, I need to get some more coffee. I only had one coffee today, two, three. Now, I don't particularly drink coffee, so that isn't my thing. But I know people who've said to me, I've got to have three cups of coffee a day. Otherwise, in the middle of the day, I can feel it. Noticing our particular way of reacting, believing, being, if we want to say, caught in self-centered dream, we use those kinds of words, is being caught right now in the thought, emotion, reaction to the way the universe I'm living, the universe that we are living, is. And that is our opportunity to, one, notice the thought or the emotion or the reaction in the mental way, in the various other ways that we notice things, physically, emotionally, whatever you call it. And then being the experiencing right now of our life, even if we have to do it 1,000 times a day, 1,000 times in an hour, because whatever is coming up, or I'm with whoever I always react to. Every time I meet him, or every time he calls, or she does, then, or every time I'm feeling sick, over and over, the thought, I shouldn't feel this way. It's not fair that this bothers me. Why is my hip hurting so? What? Etc., etc. This is exactly what the Heart Sutra is talking about. Not to say, oh, I should go to some place of so-called emptiness when I don't feel it. No, it's form is it being exactly this form. Being exactly this and yet not being caught up in it. Not being caught up in the story even of this form being form is exactly form is emptiness. Emptiness isn't somewhere else. See, this is being the wisdom, if we use the word, the prajna, to meet the universe in all the various facets that our life is, from all the various directions, physical, mental, memories, projections, whatever way we talk about it, fundamentally, it's simply noticing and experiencing right here. We do this when we're sitting upright and still, and memories, things come up and, so to speak, open up to being the body-mind of the moment, the body-mind universe of the moment, or in the rest of our activities. So it's up to each of us to be the universe Zazen Zendo of our life, both in terms of the formal times when you're sitting and throughout the rest of your day. That's our opportunity of being the bodhisattva who hears the cries of suffering, so-called of others or so-called ourselves, hears and senses the ways we're entangled or caught at the moment, and simply be the experiencing. Or we could say it the other way. It's being the experiencing of our life, moment, moment, moment. And then notice how and where and if we're stumbling over something, form, sensation, conception, discriminations, awareness, stories, emotion, thought, whatever way enables us to notice when that's happening so that we can be the wisdom that is our life, and therefore serve the wisdom of encountering and meeting everyone and every being in various forms that we meet throughout our day. Thank you.